Republican Senator Bert Stedman of Sitka and Democratic Senator Albert Kukesh of Angoon are competing for the new Senate District Q seat, but you wouldn't know it from the way they talk about each other. The two have served together in Alaska's Senate for the past 8 years. They also both belong to the Senate bipartisan coalition, which includes Democrats and Republicans. During a congenial candidate forum broadcast live to throughout the new Senate district, the two senators focused on what they've done rather than what their opponent has or hasn't done. Stedman, a 9-year state senator, says it's up to the voters to decide which of the two will best serve the district's needs.
We can talk tonight about some of the initiatives or some of the projects or records, what we've done. And I'm looking forward to that conversation. I've got a 9-year record within the Senate and 6 years as co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee in charge of all the legislation that comes through the Senate that has any appropriation with it at all, goes to the Senate Finance Committee, and then the capital budgets.
Kukesh says that if he wins the November 6 election, he'll go from representing 129 far-flung communities to just those in Southeast Alaska's new Senate district. He says he looks forward to focusing on the needs of Southeast. Kukesh has served 16 years in the legislature, 8 each in the House and Senate. He says he and Stedman agree on many issues, including opposition to Governor Sean Parnell's oil tax plan.
We've served together and helped make decisions in different parts of the Senate quarters in Alaska, in the legislature, and we've kind of marched along the same path for a couple of years now, so it's going to be hard to find differences. We've had a lot of agreements and behind the Senate coalition that we were part of and formed with 10 Democrats and 6 Republicans, and we've done a very good job.
Kukesh says the coalition changed the atmosphere in Juneau, but notes that the governor isn't happy with the bipartisan Senate group. Both candidates talked about the oil tax plan. Stedman says the tax structure clearly is broken and needs to be fixed.
But it's also as clear to me that the governor's HB 110, House Bill 110, is so far off the mark it's ridiculous and should have never even been filed.
While the oil company's ability to make profits should be considered, Stedman says they're making plenty of money in Alaska and benefit from various credits that aren't generally discussed.
You don't hear people talking about the incentives we have embedded in our tax structure. All they want to do is lower the rate and keep the incentives. And quite frankly, if we would have adopted the governor's bill, again, I think it was even a breach of his fiduciary duty as governor of the state of Alaska to put forward a bill that egregious and then to defend it. It's even worse. And not be able to explain it to the satisfaction of virtually the entire state.
Kukesh says it isn't clear that the governor's proposed plan would result in increased exploration or production.
The question is whether or not we want to change oil taxes to make sure that big oil spends more money in Alaska. Well, we're willing to give the incentives, but we weren't able to get an answer from the oil companies that said they would do it one way or the other. Are you willing to spend some money in Alaska for new production? Couldn't get an answer for them, and the governor continued to push us on it.
Kukesh called House Bill 110 a $2 billion giveaway. He, too, says oil companies should be considered, but they aren't the only players.
I don't want to do anything that's going to benefit the oil companies only. Bert is absolutely right. There's a three-way partnership in this thing, and Alaska has to benefit from it. It can't be just a one-way street.
The other partners are the state and federal governments. Wednesday's candidate forum was a live call-in program, and a caller from Haines wanted to know each senator's stance on Alaska Power and Telephone's Connolly Lake hydroelectric project. There has been some opposition to that project, with concerns raised over the potential effect on salmon streams. Kukesh says he always supports hydroelectric projects in Southeast Alaska.
I don't think there's a hydro project that I don't like. I think everybody in Southeast Alaska has to be on a hydro system eventually if they have a hydro potential near them.
Stedman says he works for projects that communities tell him they want. Generally, though, he too supports hydroelectric projects.
When I was up in Haines last time, what I found kind of curious is why doesn't Haines own their own hydro generation like Sitka and Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg do and thereby control their energy destiny. You know, I'll have to try to figure out, you know, where Haines, the community, is. I would like to see the project go forward and several others, quite frankly, in Southeast. That's only one of them in the very northern end.
In response to a listener's question regarding funding of state parks, Stedman says that while he supports Alaska state parks, he's hesitant to increase the system's presence in Southeast.
I frankly believe that most of Southeast is already a park, and I'm a little hesitant to create more parks unless there's really good reason to do so. The federal government has the Tongass pretty much locked up, and we're trying to struggle with that issue.
Kukesh says he, too, supports the state park system.
I'm supportive of us having as many parks in Alaska as we can. I'm supportive of making sure we have budgets to make sure those parks survive and do well. I like the idea of parks because people can share the use of it, and there could be multi-purpose uses of those. And I'm more familiar with the Tongass National Forest, if you know my background, and how that works and how it's tied up and how the federal government approaches its land use in those areas. But state parks are something that I'm very supportive of.
Another listener asked about expanding education funding for preschools, which each senator says he supports. Stedman, however, expressed concern about the potential budget impact of such a program. Also on the education topic, Kukesh and Stedman say they support forward funding for schools. Regarding Ketchikan's hopes for improved access to Gravina Island, Kukesh says a bridge is the only way to truly access it, but it's not clear how that will happen without another earmark. Stedman says the ball remains in the State Department of Transportation's court for now. He says he's concerned that, in the end, DOT will recommend more ferries.
The state of Alaska can afford to build a bridge. There's about $80 million still sloshing around, waiting for the construction of the bridge. There's $35 million that's been expensed on a road. That $35 million, $36 million might have to be returned if the bridge isn't built. So we have to just kind of wait and see what DOT is going to do. I personally think they've been waiting for me to not be the chairman of the Finance Committee to terminate the bridge project.
A caller asked about infrastructure. Both senators expressed support for improving basic infrastructure for communities. Kukesh says that many people in Alaska still live without sewer or water service.
I think really believe the state of Alaska needs to get into it. It has to take some time to look at the budget to make sure we can do something for those communities that have no water and use honey buckets yet. The governor years ago said we're going to put the honey bucket museum. Well, hasn't happened. And we still have a lot of infrastructure needs out there. We recognize that. We look at the money we have available and use as much as we can on infrastructure. And if you look at the budget for the last couple of years, you'll see a lot of infrastructure money into that budget, including federal dollars. And we've matched a lot of federal dollars specifically for infrastructure.
The new Senate District Q seat will be decided in the upcoming general election set this year for Tuesday, November 6th. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.